your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Careful. The health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Day and an opportunity to start feeling better again naturally. If you desire to feel good again, like you used to perhaps, go to your telephone and call me. We can talk about your health. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This is a live interactive health talk show where people call in to the program and ask for advice related to their most precious possession. That, of course, is health. So if you've got a health issue going on right now, if you have a health problem happening, if there's some type of dilemma or quagmire that you find yourself in health-wise, I'm here for you. Trust me, I'm a doctor, and we're taking open-line health questions from arthritis to anxiety, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, and all points in between. The only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call Dr. Bob right now and tell me where it hurts. Our toll-free number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's 1-888-553-7262. Open line phone calls or questions. Now, let me take care of something. We have an update, and last week I spent quite a bit of time on this. It had to do with Ebola. It's in the news. It's all over the news. Here's an update, and then we have breaking news as we went to the air, as we went to air this morning. The current Ebola outbreak concentrated in West Africa, in Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, has now resulted in more than 8,300 confirmed and suspected cases. And by the way, 13,000 people in that hot zone where Ebola is occurring have U.S. visas, which mean they can come directly to the United States, no problem whatsoever. And we also have a number of at least 4,033 confirmed deaths so far from the Ebola virus, and that you have to believe, and these numbers you have to believe are highly underreported, as these things always are, and it takes a while to catch up. Now, as many of you know, the first person to be confirmed on U.S. soil to have Ebola, Mr. Eric Duncan, who caught the virus in his native Liberia, died at a Dallas hospital on Wednesday, this last Wednesday. He had the best care we could offer. 10 days, I think, is what he lasted. This is the guy who walked into a Dallas hospital complaining of Ebola-like symptoms, which mimics a lot of different things. And he was turned loose after the staff knew he was coming from Liberia, where the hot zone was. They turned him loose, gave him, misdiagnosed him, and then malprescribed him antibiotics, which caused a problem for him that he didn't have before he went into the hospital, severe case of diarrhea, which probably added to his demise. And there he goes. Well, guess what, folks? Sadly, we report today breaking news. I don't know if you've heard about it yet. Breaking news. Darren, you reported this to me before we took to the air behind this microphone today. So what did you learn, sir?
Yeah, we just had breaking news right before the show, Dr. Bob, that another healthcare worker, that's another case of Ebola, has tested positive in Dallas, Texas at the hospital.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and folks, Darren Cameron is the co-pilot of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. When you call into the show to get on the air to ask your health question or make your comment, you're going to be met by Darren. And Darren screens your calls and puts you on the air. Okay, so we just learned then that another case, second case then, I guess, Darren, on U.S. soil having contracted Ebola virus, this healthcare worker obviously came in contact with Mr. Eric Duncan, the deceased, a gentleman from Liberia who they misdiagnosed and then turned loose with a malprescription of antibiotics that he shouldn't have had. And now we have a healthcare worker. Do they know, Darren, whether or not this healthcare worker was using any protective wear or suits or hazmat suits while rendering care to Mr. Duncan?
Well, Fox News is reporting that this healthcare worker was wearing protective gear, which is very concerning, isn't it?
It's highly concerning. I mean, think about it. You know, we're going to be talking about this. In fact, we're going to get into this a little bit later, folks. Don't go anywhere, because a prominent doctor, researcher, virologist, someone who studies viruses for a living, disputes President Obama's claim about Ebola transmission. You've got to stay around to hear, in President Obama's own words, how he regurgitates and perpetuates more disinformation regarding a potential means by which to transmit the deadly virus Ebola. And then we'll have words from this virologist. They are head-to-head against each other in disputing this, and so are other experts as well. So here you have a situation which is completely frightening. This is like a horror movie that you just, you tuned into television, you're seeing a horror movie unfold in front of you. It's so, so sad. Now, apparently, Darren, and I'm now reading this for the first time, the healthcare worker, and we don't know if it's a nurse, we don't know if it's a doctor, the person's name has not been divulged yet, probably because they're trying to scramble and try to confirm the diagnosis with other tests, and maybe even contact next of kin, because this person may be on a tightrope to death, tragically. We hope not. We pray not. But we don't know what type of healthcare worker. This healthcare worker down in Texas, I'm reading this, at this Presbyterian hospital, who completely blew the diagnosis and then lied about it, tried to cover it up, which is even more egregious, apparently came down with a low-grade fever on Friday and was isolated and referred for testing, which they held back that information because we're just learning about this. I mean, have you seen anything that there was a person who was in isolation at the hospital, Darren, that had come in contact with Mr. Duncan? So this was sort of like now the Texas hospital has purposely, away from the media, held this person, sequestered this person until they could confirm that he or she has Ebola, and now it's been confirmed that they have Ebola days later.
Yeah, and the scary part is you figure he was misdiagnosed the first time he went to the hospital, so probably right. A lot of those healthcare workers, I guess this healthcare worker apparently was wearing protective gear, but several others probably weren't.
Oh, think about that. Think about this. You know, we're being told that this disease, this fatal disease, mostly fatal disease, has a 21-day string, which means that if you're exposed to it on day one, you're sitting there hell on earth for the next 21, and you figure it out, or somebody tells you, you were just exposed to a person who has the deadly Ebola virus. Can you imagine what your life would be like for the next 21 days? Counting, looking at the clock, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, wondering if you're going to be diagnosed with this disease. I mean, is this tantamount of wondering if the person you just had sex with, you just find out they had AIDS? Or the person that you just swapped saliva with or shared, eating utensils with, you drank behind a glass of a person who's got hepatitis of some sort. Can it get any worse, folks? I mean, this is tragic. Of course, Our government has you covered, though. No problem. We're going to go ahead and set up screenings at our airports. In fact, it's been initiated in the United States. New York's JFK and I think, what, four or six other major airports on the East Coast in the eastern United States are now checking people as they come back into the United States from that area, West Africa, to make sure they're able to contain this problem. What a yoke that is. And I'm going to tell you why after this break, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we will be right back. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program today. And a special thank you to our regular listeners who continue to spread the word about this radio show. We want this show to become contagious because that's a good thing. Knowledge and information is how you stay healthy in the first place. You stay proactive instead of reactive and waiting until the shoe drops or the sky drops or something drops on your head. And then you go, oh, yeah, I guess I need to fix that. No, we're here to help inform you and keep you apprised of all the latest breaking news and things that you can do practically, safely, and naturally to get well if you're not well right now. You can call into the program right now and get screened to go on the air. This is not going to turn into an Ebola marathon, which we did last weekend. In fact, I loathe talking about this, really, because I'd rather serve you in the capacity of helping you with whatever it is that's ailing you right now. So if you're looking for a first or second or third opinion about a health concern that you have right here, right now, or a person in your life, a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, you can call into the show right now and ask that question. Get screened, get ready to go on the air, and we'll get through this Ebola information that we're talking about here in just a little bit. But it begs to be talked about since there's breaking news. If you just tuned into the program, as we went to air this morning, breaking news, the second person to be diagnosed on American soil, a healthcare worker who apparently dealt with or treated or was involved with Mr. Eric Duncan, the deceased who died in the Dallas hospital, the gentleman who was misdiagnosed by the best care that we have to offer in America, misdiagnosed and mistreated with antibiotics and turned loose to infect other people throughout Texas. And apparently his circle of contact was, what, over 100 people, I think, which is incredible. Well, now we have a healthcare worker, undisclosed name, that has been diagnosed with Ebola. I feel so terrible for that person and their family, knowing how in 10 short days this Mr. Duncan was dead, even though he was receiving the best care that he could possibly receive here in the United States. Okay, so here's the deal. The United States, we're gonna go ahead, however. Our government is so bright and so clever that they have prompted, because of this Ebola arrival in Texas, has prompted U.S. authorities to introduce screening of passengers from affected countries at airports starting this last Saturday at New York's JFK, and now there's a bunch of other airports that are screening for Ebola from people coming in from West Africa. And the way that they're screening to make sure that nothing gets by them is they're checking for fever. They're checking people who come in for the early stages of the disease, which is fever. So if they have a temperature, what they're doing is they're putting them into isolation and monitoring them for a while, or they're testing them for, in whatever manner they test them for, blood test them for Ebola. Now, folks, you got to understand that the symptom of any condition, whether it is a flu, whether it is a headache, is the symptom is the last thing to show up after the vector, the causative agent, has impacted the person. So what if a person was not fevering yet and went through this process in one of the airports that are now screening for Ebola? Their fever did not arise yet. They're pre-fever, and they go through unabated. They sail right through the airport and go out into the communities in the United States and start, and then their fever starts, and now they are loose and shedding this virus into other people. How about if the same person who is in the hot zone, one of these countries like Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, where all these thousands of deaths are and thousands of people that have been confirmed of having Ebola, and the 13,000 visas able to come into the United States, what if those people said, well, I'm going to go to America to get the best care possible, so I'm going to load up on aspirin to block my fever because I've heard that they're checking for fever at the airports. So they take a handful of aspirin while on the airplane coming to America. They take an aspirin of, they take a handful of Tylenol. They throw that back. They take another handful of something else to block their fever. So they go through the airport. They get checked for fever. And guess what? They don't have fever. Their temperature, they're on antipyretic drugs, which will block and mask their fever. Now they get a green light right through the airport. And they go out into our communities and start infecting people. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, you can't possibly contract Ebola through the air. If somebody sneezes or coughs or spats on you, you're fine. No problem. It's got to be blood. It's got to be sweat. It's got to be fecal matter. It's got to be vomit. It's got to be something else, but not through the air. Bogus. And I'm going to tell you why in just a little bit. In fact, a prominent virologist disputes President Obama's claim that Ebola transmission. And President Obama is simply regurgitating and perpetuating nonsense and disinformation regarding the potential means by which to transmit this deadly Ebola virus. We'll have his words and the words of a person who knows what they're talking about later on in this hour, so please don't go anywhere. Now, we're going to return to our normal format here. I don't want to get stuck into this Ebola nightmare, even though it begs to be spoken about today, because there is breaking news, and we try to keep you apprised of all the latest news possible, not for the purposes of scaring you, but you also need to understand ignorance is not bliss when it comes to health. And you don't need to bury your head under a rock and say, well, that's happening over in Texas. It won't happen where I'm at. No possible way. Well, folks, the same people in Texas said that same thing, unfortunately, and now they're dealing with this. Can you imagine the fright and the horror in the minds of those individuals in that Texas hospital that came in contact with this Mr. Eric Duncan, who has died in 10 days and was apparently offered and given the best care that America had to offer? He still died with as a result of the Ebola virus. All right, so we'll move on. And we have the results of last week's health poll question also. I want to thank those folks who went to my website at drbob.com and voted on the question, do you fear the possibility of contracting Ebola virus in the future? That's the question we posed last week on this radio show. Now, for those of you who went to my website and voted, thank you for making that effort. I appreciate it. And I was surprised about the outcome of this poll. I thought the disparity would be much greater between yes and no. It is not. It was pretty even, in fact. 55% of you said you do fear the possibility of contracting Ebola virus in the future, whereas 45% of you said no, you don't fear it at all. You've got it covered. Your government has it covered. It's not going to be a problem whatsoever. 45%. I was shocked about that. Absolutely shocked. And the same people, I'm sure, in the 45% are doing absolutely nothing to think about or do to protect themselves or to try to protect themselves. We are on the fly here, shooting from the hip. We don't know hardly anything about this virus. They still don't know the mechanism by which this virus works, even though it's been around since 1976, folks. There's been over 20-plus breakouts, and they have eventually slowly burned themselves out. But obviously, there was still kindling of this virus that kept it stoked. And now it's on fire. And now it's spreading rapidly. And we have over 4,000 people. And I'm sure there's many, many more than that that are already dead from this virus. And over 8,000 who are infected with it right now or have been infected with it. So thank you again for voting on that health poll question. I'm surprised how tight the results of that poll question was. All right, so let's go to your phone calls, and we'll say hello first to Jerry. Jerry, let's do this, Darren, before we go to the break, because it's close to the break time. We're going to take a break in just a little bit, so we're going to go to Jerry first. Jerry, be prepared to be ready. And anybody else that's listening right now, if you want to comment on the current breaking news, another health worker diagnosed with Ebola, you can call into the show. You can also call in with your open line question. We don't have to limit this to Ebola today, for sure. Our number, 1-888-553-7262. We'll be right back.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you, with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2 to 3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night, and over time, I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
Well, you've entered a healing zone wherein people tune into this health talk show each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness and how to get healthy naturally. In fact, you're invited to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick. And the way you do that is you gain and gather as much knowledge and information as you can and put that wisdom into action so that you can protect your most precious possession, your health. I'm here for you. If you've got a question about your health, any question, from erectile dysfunction to eczema, from gallbladder problems to gingivitis, back pain to bad BO, ringing in the ears to ringworm, anxiety to arthritis, all points in between, if there's some type of health concern that has you and you want to get out of it safely and naturally, call me right now. We can talk about your health. The number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. That's 888-55 Dr. Bob. That's D-R-B-O-B. 1-888-553-7262. Now, before we go to the phone calls and questions, let's talk about how to save your hair from becoming thinner and more loss. It's simple math. More hair on your comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out anymore. Especially when you find out about Provia. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People all over this great country are seeing results with Provia. They're seeing the Provia difference. Here's what Diana says from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I quote, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around the part line in my hair, so I thought I would try it. It really made the difference so quickly, even my hairdresser noticed the difference. I keep using it since it works so well." Well, guess what? It's safe, and it works for both men and women, even colored or treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy, flyaway, blowing hairs in the wind, and say hello to fuller, thicker, healthier hair when you use Provia. In fact, Provia works, or you get your money back. No questions asked. Here's the toll-free number to order Provia if you're interested in stopping the loss of hair loss and thinning with your head. 800-525-6916 for Provia. 1-800-525-6916. Order Provia now and get the incredible super concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free. Ignoring this money-back offer may cost you thousands of unnecessarily lost hairs and more hair thinning. Why allow it? Call now for thicker, fuller hair with Provia today. 1-800-525-6916. Last time, 800-525-6916 for Provia. All right, let's go to your telephone calls and your questions now. Let's say hello first to Jerry. Jerry's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Jerry. Hello.
I'm wondering if you have any of those symptoms. What do you do to treat, prevent, or cure this Ebola?
Well, there's no known cure at this time for Ebola, but keep in mind that our government apparently has patented all kinds of different strains, different variants of the virus, has actually patented it with the U.S. Patent Office and, of course, the corresponding vaccines. So it's now become big business to somebody somewhere pharmaceutically, which is a scary thought in and of itself. But currently, there is no cure for Ebola. What you have to do to prevent Ebola is, number one, you make sure that you don't go to Africa, the continent of Africa, especially West Africa. You avoid people who have been in that area as best you can. And, of course, you avoid hospitals if you can. Now, hospitals are a necessary thing. They save lives every single day. My daughter is a nurse, a registered nurse. She works in an intensive care unit in a hospital. And, you know, every day I read about and learn about all these new things that are happening, especially the breaking news, another healthcare worker now who tended to this Mr. Eric Duncan, the deceased, that came into the United States with Ebola. I worry about her. I'm concerned about her as a nurse now because we don't have a clue of how to handle this thing. People are running around telling you that it can't be spread through the air, which is an absolute out-and-out lie. Misinformation. So here's what you do. There's no cure, but what you can do is the same stuff you would do to stay well on any front, whether it's the common cold or cancer. You stay hydrated. You get plenty of sleep. You eat well. You don't do things with your lifestyle that are going to sabotage your health and cause you to get sick easier, like smoke cigarettes or drink excessive amounts of alcohol. You watch and lower your stress as much as you can. You get exercise on a regular basis. And you take certain nutritional supplements to make sure that you're getting all of that which you need, like a good multivitamin mineral. You make sure you're getting additional vitamin D, as in dog, because most people in the United States do not have enough vitamin D in their body. And when you don't have enough vitamin D, it can cause you to get the flu easier, it can cause you to get the common cold easier, and it can cause you to have certain cancers easier when you're low in vitamin D. Vitamin C, you want to make sure you're taking plenty of that in through fruits and vegetables, but especially supplements, because we can't always eat the 12 to 9 recommended servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. And we can't always get them in their organic best form that are not full of pesticides and fungicides and other things our body doesn't need or want. And you should also, on a regular basis, take a probiotic supplement to have plenty of healthy bacteria, where all the action's at, where the immune system resides mostly in your gut, in your gastrointestinal tract. So vitamin C, vitamin D, probiotics, and a good multivitamin mineral, and all the things that I just stated. And God forbid anybody listening to the sound of my voice, or anybody they know, or anybody in the United States, contract this dangerous, dangerous disease that we know so, so little about. And so, Jerry, I hope that helps you out, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much for your phone call. That opens up another line. We can talk and continue this conversation. Of course, we don't need to stay on this conversation. We're here to serve you in the capacity of helping you with your health. Let's go to Millie. She's calling in from Corvallis, Oregon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Millie, hello.
Hello. My problem is a bladder problem, and they call it cystitis. I went to the doctor.
Ma'am.
They give me antibiotics for 5 days. It got better, and then it started getting, I felt it coming back. I went back to the doctor. He gave me antibiotics for 14 days, two a day, Copra, something, for whatever. And I'm
all right, Millie, hold on. I'll tell you what, Millie, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer your bladder question when we come back from this break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Does it seem like your hair is thinning more and more every day? Dr. Bob here. Why lose more hair if you don't have to? If you're having premature thinning hair, it means frustration and even embarrassment. This time, you can do something about it. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment from Chamonix tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with great results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia works on both men and women, and it is perfectly safe for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working for you, and you'll get compliments every day from everyone around you. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. Call right now and you'll get a free month's supply of Provia Plus. Mention Dr. Bob and get free rush shipping too. 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916 for Provia.
Spooky time of the year is right around the corner. You know, Halloween, when your children get tons of sugar-laden treats that can promote tooth decay. This Halloween, Sparks Candy has special Halloween packets of their popular fruity flavors that kids and adults love. A candy that's actually good for you. Sparks Candies by Clear are naturally flavored little candy dots that are rich in xylitol. Kids love the great taste, while parents can feel confident that they are giving their kids a treat which actually helps improve dental health. Over 30 years of clinical testing confirms that xylitol is the best sweetener for teeth. Xylitol, unlike sugars, may reduce the risk of tooth decay. Sugar-free chewing gums and candies made with this sweetener have already received official endorsements from six national dental associations. Visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, or call 1-877-599-5327 today to order your supply for this Halloween. Sparks Halloween candy can also be found at finer health stores nationwide.
It's the summer clearance at Chamonix. Now you can get a great deal on PT9 and Heart Factors. PT9 is a premium prostate health supplement with plant sterols, salt pimento, 3,000 IUs of vitamin D, and more. In all this, nine fantastic ingredients to take care of those annoying prostate issues like urgency to go, weak flow, waking up at night and going to the bathroom. Plus, you can boost your testosterone naturally all in one pill. So stop wasting money on all the other stuff that doesn't work. To get the great results, go with PT9. And now during the summer clearance sale, you can try PT9 risk-free. And Chamonix will give you three full bottles of Heart Factors Plus and a free gift just for trying PT9. You'll see the results Chamonix customers are raving about or your money back. Call 1-800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. PT9 comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free Heart Factors Plus while supplies last. Call now. 800-317-9863. 1-800-317-9863.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire three-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's drbob.com.
And we are back. And not only that, podcasts are available on the site. Next hour, do not go anywhere. Next hour, we're going to have the information that I promised about a prominent virologist, a doctor, who is disputing what President Obama is claiming about Ebola transmission with the regurgitated misinformation, disinformation that President Obama is regurgitating right now and perpetuating regarding the potential means by which to transmit the deadly Ebola virus. We'll have that next hour. And if for some reason you're unable to get the program next hour, just simply go to my website. In the upper right-hand corner, click on live streaming audio. You can hear the show right on your computer, right on your handheld device, whether it be an iPhone or an Android or anything else. We're with you no matter where you go, anywhere on this planet. It's there at drbob.com. drbob.com. Now then, before we took a break, we were speaking with Millie, who's calling in from Corvallis, Oregon. She's got a bladder problem, and she went to her doctor. He put her on antibiotics for a number of days. She seemed to get a little bit better, and then it got worse again, which meant that bladder infection did not leave with the type of antibiotic or the length of the antibiotic she was on. She went back. The doctor extended her antibiotics and for another 14 days, and here she is calling into this radio show trying to get some advice about her health. Now, let me ask you a question, Millie. Was the antibiotic during the second round a different antibiotic than the first?
No, it was ciproflaxacin.
Yes. Okay, I got it. And it was that. Okay, so they just extended. So now you're on antibiotics going on 20 days. And I understand, because bladder infections are caused or driven by bacteria, and E. coli is the most common one, and that's about 70% of the time, I think. And so now that you're on the antibiotic, and sometimes it is necessary, depending on the, you know, how sick the person is, how much compromise is going on there. But with the Cipro antibiotic, it's a very, very potent drug. It's going to, of course, destroy all the good bacterial flora in your gut, which is where your immune system resides mostly. And a lot of women develop secondary yeast infections or other problems or rebound problems as a result of taking the antibiotic. And they are miracle drugs. They can certainly save your life and keep that bladder infection from invading deeper into your body, i.e. compromise your kidney function. That's not a good thing. But while you're on the Cipro, you should be taking a proper probiotic supplement to keep in control and replanting the good microbiota in your gut so that other problems don't start fluoridating or creating issues. So go to the health food store, start taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and I would take two or three of those twice or three times a day right within about 3 hours after taking the Cipro drug, okay? Then, in addition to that, if you want to really wash out the bacterium out of the urinary system, go to the health food store, pick up something called D-mannose. D-mannose. It is a natural sugar that causes what is called competitive inhibition. Basically, as the mannose rolls through the urinary system, the bacterium will grab hold of the mannose instead of clinging on to the bladder wall or the ureter wall and wash out. Works very well. That's why cranberry works, by the way, in the earliest stages of these cystitis or bladder infections. It's the mannose element inside cranberry that causes it to work. But you just go to the mannose. It's much more potent. There's also something that I've used successfully on people who have cystitis, birch leaf extract, which you can get in capsule form or you can make a tea out of it. Works very well. And solid DMSO, which is MSM. And most people think of methyl sulfonyl methane, or MSM, in the health food store. It's a sulfur-containing nutrient that they think of using it as an anti-inflammatory or for joint health like arthritis. But it actually helps in this regard with respect to inflammation of the bladder at reducing the swelling. So MSM, D-mannose, birch leaf extract, lots of water. And, of course, you need to take the probiotic. And if you really want to hit a home run, add on to that list chiolic garlic, because garlic has been long known as a natural antibiotic, and it's very safe. So those are the things that I would do, Millie, if I were you, based on what you're telling me. And I wish you well. Next up, so we've got about a minute or so to break. We're not going to take that break. I want to review We're going to go to the break in a little bit, but we're not going to take a phone call before we do, so I am able to do justice to the next caller. I want you to know that coming up next hour, you're going to hear in President Obama's own words what he says and what he's telling our citizens here in the United States, us citizens, about how Ebola can't be spread through the air. And then I'm going to juxtapose that to a very prominent researcher, doctor, virologist, who says that, in fact, yes, it can be spread, the deadly Ebola virus, through the air. You cannot miss that information, folks. Very important to stay informed. Then we're going to go back to your phone calls and questions. So if you're on hold right now, Debbie and Roger and all the rest of you, at 1-888-553-7262. That's the number to call in should you have a health question and want to ask it on the air or make a health comment. You can do so. We'll be right back.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Today's veterans want violence often return or gotta from active have duty news. With disabilities
if you're craving color,
daily
we've got it at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and we put a fresh fall look plus top beauty picks in your 8-piece gift, free, with your purchase of $27 or more. Choose a palette for eyes, cheeks, and lips. Get our famous yellow moisturizer and a to-go size of Clinique Happy in your 8-piece gift, too. A $70 value, free, with your Clinique purchase of $27 or more. One to a client, please, while it lasts. Clinique bonus time, only at Macy's.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus, get low monthly payments with your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Monday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Looking for alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
And welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Don't go anywhere. Next hour, we are going to continue our format. And next hour, you'll hear a prominent virologist disputing President Obama's claim about Ebola transmission. Don't miss that, and we'll go back to open line format as well. And you can join us next hour. If you're not able to get this this program next hour, on the radio station you're listening to, just log on to your computer or your handheld device. Go to drbob.com, spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner. That'll give you live streaming audio. You don't have to miss a minute of the show. Now, if I had Ebola, God forbid, I would find my way to Sunridge Medical Center. We don't know. There's no known cure for Ebola, but what I would do is do everything I can to bolster my immune system, because not every single person dies from Ebola. It depends on the strain. There are many different strains. It depends on the health of the person. There's a lot of variables. But I would go to Sunridge Medical Center and get hooked up on an IV of high doses of vitamin C, high doses of nano silver, and other things to bolster my immune system against this disease that we know very little or nothing about. Some people even go there on a regular basis for maintenance care just because they don't want to get sick. Now, they're famous, becoming fast famous, for helping people with advanced alternative medical treatments for cancer and Lyme disease and heart disease and certain autoimmune diseases all over the board, from rheumatoid arthritis to lupus, you name it. They see the big and the bad and the stuff that does not respond well to conventional medical care, and they get great results compared to conventional medical care. Sunridge Medical Center, offering a wide variety of advanced alternative medical treatments. They have safe, effective, and innovative treatment protocols. So if you or somebody you know is sick and they're not responding to conventional care, or you fear it in the first place, because sometimes the treatment's worse than the disease, go to their website, see what they do at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or call them directly and have a consultation over the phone to see if you qualify to become one of their patients. They'll tell you if they can help you at 800-923-7404, 1-800-923-7404 for Sunridge Medical Center, 1-800-923-7404, or sunridgemedical.com on the internet. Now, we are getting ready to take a break at the top of the hour, and I promise, Debbie and Roger, you will be first and second in the pipeline to get on the air when we come back from this break. We've got information that we're going to be sharing with you regarding President Obama perpetuating disinformation about how Ebola is transmitted. We'll juxtapose that with a virologist who disputes it. And then we'll get back to calls and questions and lots of news next hour. 1-888-553-7262. Won't you join us with your health question or comment? 888-55 Dr. Bob, 1-888-553-7262. We're coming right back.